Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Welcome back to Salem Springs. The Bombers on top by 10 as we're just about ready to start the second half of action. The Bombers will now be going left to right on your radio dial as the Panthers go right to left. Both teams getting to shoot in front of their own benches here in the second half. Salem Springs will have the basketball to start the second half. On the floor for the Bombers, Harris, Crawford, Jones, Gilbert, and McGee, the same five that started the ball game. It appears the Panthers going with their starting five as well. Stewart, Rashad, Sauer, Ward, and Wright. Stewart drives in, loses the handle. Might have had an open layup, but he kicked it instead as he lost the handle and turns it right back over to Mountain Home. Again, Salem came in on a five-game winning streak. The Bombers looking to snap that tonight, and so far in good position to do so. Gilbert and McGee switch up. McGee gets the basketball over to Gilbert. They work it around. McGee up top to Crawford. Kicks it over to Gilbert on the right wing. A lot of cutting and weaving. Harris drives in, kicks it out on the wing. Open shot from McGee, no good. Rebounded by Crawford. Back to McGee. He thought about it, now puts it up. It's partially blocked. Loose rebound, battle on the floor. We'll have a tie-up. Possession arrow should give it to Mountain Home. Crawford and Ward were the ones on the floor tied up. And we've got a 30-second timeout called by the Bombers. We'll keep it right here. First timeout the Bombers have taken tonight. With 7:12 to go in quarter number three. Oh, okay. It's not a jump ball, so the possession arrow will stay with Mountain Home. They're going to say the timeout was called before the jump ball was called, so it's Bomber basketball. So erase the jump ball. Bombers will still have it on the possession arrow. Pretty wise move there by Coach Fulcher. McGee will inbound baseline, runner the basket. Looks for someone to kick it out to. Gets it to Crawford. Now to Jones, top of the key. Puts it on the deck. One to drive the basket. Nice cut by McGee on the baseline, and he lays it up and in. And Jake's got 8 points, and the Bombers have the first points of the second half. That was pretty. Salem Springs looking to go inside. Sauer lays one off the window. His fourth. Gilbert across half court over to Jones on the right side behind the arc. Now he dribbles. Clear pass to the lane off the window. Good. Nice job by Matt. And he's got 5 points. And just like that, Salem Springs calls a timeout with 6:33 to go in the third. It's a 20, so we'll keep it here. Bombers on top, 27-15. Matt's got 5 points in the ball game. Great start by Mountain Home. And I'm not sure Salem knows what hit him. It'll be Panther basketball inbound on the baseline. Three timeouts left for the Panthers, four for the Bombers. Again, 6:33 to go in quarter number three. Mountain Home on top, 27-15. They have not trailed at all tonight. Jumped out to an 8-0 lead and have managed to extend it. Salem cut it to two, and then the Bombers closed out with an 8-0 run right before halftime. Baseline cut, knocked away by McGee. Loose ball. Panthers get it back. Not sure what to do with it. LaShawn needs help. Now gets it out to Sauer for three. Long rebound, corralled by Wright. He hands it back off to Stewart. He tries to drive baseline. Cut off, and that's going to be a foul on McGee. It was on the floor, so it'll be an inbounds for the Panthers. Jake's first foul. They'll inbound to the right of the basket. Thought about a lob, nothing there. Getting close to 5 seconds, and they just throw one up, and Ward manages to run under it right in front of the half-court line. Stewart wanted to drive baseline. Cut out by Gilbert. Now he'll back it up. Hands it off over to Rashawn. Might have got away with the carry. Dribbles down low. Right off the basket. Off the window. Good. And now a full court pressure for the first time by the Panthers. Bombers just turned it over. Harris couldn't handle the pass in the backcourt. And it ends up in the hands of Tim Stewart. And that's not a good thing for Mountain Home. It'll be Siloam's basketball. 5:39 to go, third quarter. Well, that's the first time we've seen any kind of pressure like that from Siloam Springs. You can hear Coach Fulcher employing his team what to do on defense. Wright gives it up top. Rashawn, Sauer. This is Ward on the left side. Goes inside on a cut from Stewart off the window. That was a total brick, rebounded by Jones. No pressure this time, and the Bombers get it across half court. Jones has it, right side, kicks it over. Harris, tipped away by Vashawn, Bomber basketball on the sideline. Sorrell checks in for Harris. McGee will do the inbound honors, gets it to Sorrell. He dribbles now to the top. Looks for someone to get it to. Gives it to Jones. Jones puts it on the deck. Kicks it out. Corner. Here's a three from McGee. No good. Rebounded four. And away to Siloam. Wright gets it to Stewart. Stewart kicks it out. Wright whips one to the corner to Sauer. He's guarded there by Crawford. Back up top into the lane. Little floater. Good. Sauer has 6 points now. The lead under 10 for the first time in a while. Here's some more pressure by Siloam. Oh, nice job by the Panthers to beat it. Or not the Panthers, the Bombers. Quickly the other way. They come away with the steal. Stewart tries to go baseline. Ward missed it. Contact. Bomber basketball. They've got numbers. Oh, that's an elbow. That's a dirty shot. Wright's going to be called for a foul. He just flat out elbowed Gilbert as he was driving the basket. It'll be an inbound on the baseline. That looks pretty intentional. Tried to cut Jones on a cut. He gets it back. Now pulls up from 12 feet. Good. Mack has 7. He's starting to heat up. The lead back to 10, 3:53 to go, quarter number three. Off a double screen, Rashawn now needs help, kicks it over to Ward. Sauer, left side of the key. Oh, moving screen, he pulls up, shoots, and it goes. Sauer has 8, that was a moving screen, but it wasn't called. Coach Fulcher a little frustrated, and understandably. Timeout with 3:28 to go. I think it's a full. We'll take the timeout with us. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
3:28 to go in quarter number three, and the Panthers have managed to cut into the Bomber lead. It is now 29-21. Evan Sauer has heated up 6 points already in the quarter. Thad Wright on the board for the first time. Matt Jones with 7 points. Wyatt Gilbert still at 10, has not scored in this half. Jake McGee, 8 points. He's got 2 in the quarter. Thatch Harris has not scored in this quarter. He's got 4. Sorrell has played, has not scored. So has Crawford and Bryant. Bomber basketball on the far end. They'll have to go the length of the court. Off pressure. Sorrell's got it. Gets it back over to Gilbert. Siloam showing some full court pressure. The Bombers easily get it across. Jones double team, top of the key. Over to Gilbert. Now baseline. Crawford kicks it up top. Gilbert's got it. Dribbles back out. They'll set the offense. Gets a screen from Crawford. Kicks it over to Jones. Up top on the left. He gets to the top of the key. Kicks it over to McGee. Now to Gilbert. Pulls up. Baseline jumper from 10 feet. Rattles in, out, and back in. He's got 12. Got that shooter's roll. And the lead back to 10. Siloam Springs tries to go baseline. Ward couldn't handle the pass. I don't know that he had a clear lane to the basket anyway. Turnover gives it right back to the Bombers. With 2:32 to go, and Harris will check back in for Crawford. Panthers will set up in a full court press. Gilbert's got it. Press there. Now to McGee. Nice passing. Gets it over to Harris. Back to McGee. Now to Gilbert. He'll go right side. Now to Harris. And then to Jones up top right side. Sorrell looking to give him the screen. Matt waves it off. Drives right side. Cross court pass. Harris. Sorrell. Back to Jones. Good ball movement by the Bombers. Gilbert needs help. Here's a three from Harris. Oh, off the back rim, no good. Rebounded by Sauer. Siloam quickly. And a deep three by Vashon. No good. Jones with the rebound. They try to pressure Gilbert, but he gets it across easily. To the right side. You might have heard Coach Moore say, big possession. It can be. 10-point game, 1:34 to go, quarter number three. Gilbert, double-teamed in the corner, gets it away. That pass is tipped. Jones has it. Now to a cutting Sorrell to the baseline. Yes. And Adam banks one high off the glass, 33-21. Lead back to 12. 1:12 to go in the quarter. Off a screen. Sauer to the baseline. No good. Rebounded by McGee, and he's fouled. That'll be on Thad Wright, and I've got him for 3 now. The Bombers will inbound on the baseline. Harris will do the honors. And the Panthers will come at him with that full court press again, but it hasn't really bothered the Bombers at all tonight. Easily getting across. Sorrell to Jones. The Siloam coach is frustrated. Their press has just not been effective. Jones, right side. Right guards him. Matt brings it to the top, hands it over to McGee, who gives it to Gilbert. He'll drive in. Nice pass. They work it back around, up, and Gilbert's got it again up top. So just kind of a little weave there by the Bombers. Jones back over to Gilbert. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles around, almost stolen away, had it knocked away, got it back. Tip, McGee's got it. They're pressuring him. Now they pick up the defensive intensity. 15 to go on the clock. Jones for three. No good, rebounded by the Panthers. Sauer trying to beat the clock in the corner. Here's the three, no good. Rebound right before the horn. Sauer for three, it won't go. So that's the end of the third. And the Bombers holding on to a 12-point lead, 33-21 here in Siloam Springs. And you're listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC. Thank you.